All right, for the record, I tried making this video with my usual A-roll setup with a 50mm lens on a Sony FX3, and for some reason the words were just not coming out. And then I just whipped out the cell phone and suddenly I'm able to talk again. So this is the most old school a video will ever have been in like 5 years on my channel. But we're talking about how to build an aura. It's kind of a funny topic. Now I realize aura is a little bit of a meme these days, or it's like, you know, you do this thing at the gym, you get like negative 1000 aura.
Nope.
Whereas some people, like, they, you know, pilots at the airport, they have like a certain aura about them.
I've just emerged from the Chateau D prison and have arrived here to rescue you, my queen.
An aura is a very real thing, and it's sort of the counterpoint to outreach. So before I get started with the principles of this video, let me just give a preface. One of my coaching clients in the brand new cohort of my, whatever, YouTube coaching program, his entire business model was built out of outreach. What is outreach? Outreach is connecting with people, reaching out to people and saying, hey, I know you don't know me, but this is me, 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 me. I'm me. I want to give you something. I want to give you some value. I want to generate some energy between us. And outreach is really powerful when you have nothing going on in your life. Like back when I didn't have a job, I just applied for hundreds of jobs and I got my first shitty job. And then when I got a little bit more skilled, I didn't have to reach out as much. So there was a balance between how much I reached out and how much time I had to spend getting better. But if I only spent all of my energy getting better and not reaching out, then people wouldn't know who I was. People wouldn't know like where I stand in the world. So outreach is really powerful, especially if you have nothing going on. But even if you start building yourself up, outreach has an effect in the sense that you can create something out of nothing by reaching out to people sufficiently. But there is an energy that goes even beyond outreach or even beyond self-betterment. And that's when people naturally turn their energy, naturally turn their eye towards you. There have perhaps been times in your life where you've walked into a bar or a coffee shop and no one sees you. You are unseen because there's no reason for anyone to look at you. But there's also other times where people do turn their heads and they do notice you and they acknowledge you. And there have been times in my life where it feels like all eyes are on me. That is aura. And it's a real thing that can be cultivated. And it's beneficial and useful because if you ramp up your aura, if you ramp up your internal sense of what is possible for you, what energetic field that you are connected with, then it makes outreach and self-improvement, it makes the whole, I don't know, gamut of events so much easier. So in this video, I want to talk about what it would take to cultivate more aura. How can you actually build an aura so that opportunities become attracted to you rather than you just spending all of your energy in this outreach process? So the first idea here is that you need to max out your archetype, which for many people, this often goes with dressing louder, wearing accessories, and ideally getting a haircut like once every 2 weeks. A person who does this to like a really extreme good regard is Austin Dunham. Austin Dunham and also this YouTuber Shonamoto, they have sort of maxed out their archetype. They look very distinct. You know, even Austin Dunham, even though he's very muscular, he has tattoos, he's got like loop earrings that he often wears and like accessories, jewelry that he wears with his outfits. It creates sort of like a louder demeanor. And something that I've come to realize is that there is an advantage to dressing just a tad bit louder. I'm a fan of wearing the basics. Even this outfit that I'm wearing here is like a strong go-to for me in the sense that I just wear like an Express Henley or half Henley most of the time because it's simple, it's comfortable. And I like a half sleeve Henley the most. But you will find yourself cultivating the most aura when you max out your archetype. Even like this kind of like goatee look that I switched into in the last year of my life, I think it does make me max out my archetype even more because it's a little bit unusual. It's a little bit like Parisian or French or kind of like musketeerish. It's kind of strange and it's not a universal appeal, but it makes me look more distinct and it makes me look more like the era of life I'm in right now. Goatees also, they just have like an elongating effect. So you just tend to look longer. You know, you look more like a count. The thing is, most people, most guys especially, they dress very simply. And that's even putting it lightly. A lot of times guys just dress like shit. You know, when I go out and about, the people I see out there, just in terms of outfit and presentation, I would say maybe 10% of people look like they care about their appearance. And even of those 10%, sometimes it's like fat dudes who care about their appearance, like their outfit is on point, but it's like you're fat, so who gives a fuck? But having your outfit look on point and having an archetype that is maxed out, where like decisions are made, that has such a energizing effect. It like draws people into you. It makes people curious about you. Set a standard for yourself to dress as well as you can for the environment you're in. So if you're in the gym, try to dress as aesthetically as you possibly can while in the gym. For me, like my favorite gym wear comes from like Vori and ASRV. I just think they're elegant and masculine and still have the sort of like Asian hipster influence that I like. In any environment, if you're going into a coffee shop, look the part, look as aesthetic and as cool as you can inside the coffee shop, and experiment with patterns and different like ways to conduct yourself in your outfit. I often like wearing like a Southwestern shirt. I like wearing like herringbone patterns on my sweaters. Just subtle accents can often be very beneficial for like the archetype that I'm trying to max out right now. The way I would sort of describe myself is sort of like an Indian hipster Bruce Wayne. So there is sort of like an upscale element to it, but I also like to just dress a little bit more loudly now these days. Just, it's subtly more loud. And once again, I think a great reference point for this is Austin Dunham. And if you're looking for inspiration to max out your archetype, look to like actors during interviews or red carpet events and see how they're dressing. If you can just put some energy and effort into this regard, you put yourself in a position where you do stand out a bit more because you just look cool. You look like you care about your presentation, and that just looks so rare. It looks really rare in these times. And I really think it's good to start from the external and build it inwards. So like start from your outward identity and then slowly move towards your inwards when you're trying to craft an aura. The next idea I want to talk about is being well rested before events, being well rested before game day. What is game day? It's like a job interview. For me, it's like an important shoot. Like if I have to do some client work or if there's just an important set of things that I need to do on a set, I would consider that an event. You know, going on a date, that's an event. A party, a gala event. Before enterprises or like areas in your life where it's something is happening, you need to go out, things matter. It's good to be well rested. I am a huge believer in 20-minute long power naps. I first discovered this because around a year and a half ago, I went to a wedding. One of my like subscribers actually randomly invited me to his wedding in Sacramento. So me and my business partner, we just went out and like, we just like went to Sacramento to go to this wedding. And we were so exhausted from the flight over that as soon as we arrived at the Airbnb, we all had to take naps. You know, so we like all just like in our respective rooms, just like took a nap, fell asleep, took a nap. And then as we got up and I got dressed to go to that wedding, I was like, wow, hang on. A nap is actually a power move. It's like the most high status thing I could do in this moment because I went into that venue so refreshed. And so I realized that resting and like getting my homeostasis back on point before going to events is really powerful. It's absolutely something I should do. And as much as I can before important things, I try to incorporate some amount of just downtime. This can show up in different ways. So it's not necessarily just falling asleep, but I'll maybe just do like a sleeping meditation or just rest or quiet my mind before important tasks. Even before recording a YouTube video now, I will often like get myself rested before coming on camera because I want to deliver like the most energetic, like high impact version of myself. So being rested, it helps in that regard. The power nap, I think prior to engagements, is very beneficial. And it could be up to the point where you do two of these a day. Seriously, like I might do one in the afternoon, and then after a day's work, once again, like 10 or 20 minutes in the evening. Sounds like a lot, right? But it only stacks up to 30 or 40 minutes of like mental rest time in between actions. And I find that it buys you back productivity. I can even see it in my Aura ring. Like my sleep score goes up. I feel mentally refreshed. More so than that, even through a nap, I get subconscious intuitive hunches on how to conduct myself moving forward. And that's very beneficial. Like it tells me like what I need to be working on to get like a future result. So I really trust naps, and to be refreshed before important things is just really powerful. The counterpoint to this is like you show up to something and you're not fresh. you're like tired. You show up to something important and you're tired. Going into things that are important and being like not rested, being tired, is basically means you're like losing out on an opportunity. That's really effectively what it means. You're like losing an opportunity because you're not rested, because you're not well cultivated in your energy. So naps, I strongly believe this, and sleep in general, just being extremely well rested in general. So sleeping early at night and having a great sleep rhythm, you know, your energy levels determine so much of what is going on within that you might as well be rested before going out in certain big engagements. It's so, so magnetic and powerful. The third idea, semen retention, visualization, affirmations, basically a dedication to internal excellence. Now, this is actually perhaps the most important aspect of increasing your aura. And in recent months on my channel, it's really strange. You know, every YouTube channel and every season in a person's life, you go through eras. And I find myself, I'm now in an era where my belief in semen retention, even the willingness to say the words out loud, yeah, sexual discipline, affirmations, visualization, a good practice, it's so high. It's higher than ever. Even the simplicity in which I now feel like making YouTube videos. Like, I prefer making a raw video as opposed to a manicured experience. I'm a fan of both, and I think manicured content is powerful, but I've often missed raw presentation, raw delivery. And this, I guess this video is like the ultimate return to that. For me, the benefits of semen retention kick in, like the powers really start to kick in and align at around 10 or 11 days. And then by day 17 or so is where I feel really strong. I'm a little bit older now, so it does take me 10 days to really feel like really amazingly charged up. If you're younger, like if I'm 31, but if you're like 22, you could probably get to the same results that I get to at day 10 or 11. You could probably get to it like in 3 or 4 days. The majesty with which you can take your cultivation powers is so dramatic at a young age. So semen retention is harder at a younger age, but also like dramatically more powerful. So it's valuable and it's beneficial. And aside from that, people often get stuck in the trap of just retaining and doing nothing. And even working out counts as doing nothing. Like, so much of what is self-improvement counts as a habit zero activity, you know? So taking cold showers, it's a habit zero. Going for a run, that's a habit zero. Lifting weights is a habit zero. It doesn't actually do anything. It's the pre before doing. And semen retention is like that. But what it does do is it builds the engine. The engine by which you can take action and take bold, decisive action, that's what makes a habit one. And your habit ones have so much more gusto behind them. On retention, more than that, affirmations, visualization, the belief that something can happen in this life. Look at this freaking cat, guys. He's always hanging out with me. I've never seen a cat behave like this. I can't take a single meeting without this cat sitting on me. That's the other thing, man. If you are high vibration, if you are retained up, then animals and babies will love you. Animals, children, and babies, they adore you. They'll want to like give you hugs. They'll stare at you in wonder. They'll smile at you. They'll want to cuddle up with you. I mean, animals, maybe not so much, you know, children. There was one time I was out on like a 20-mile run in the middle of a snowstorm, and this boy was there with his mom. The kid just like looked at me in a state of wonder because it was snowing really hard. And I was doing a 20-mile run. It was one of like the great days of my life. I was getting out there, dude. I was getting it done. And I knew that I was high vibration that day. I knew that I was cultivating energy inside me that was charging me up, that was making me powerful. And as a result, that kid could feel it. And when it comes to like aura building and whatnot, an internal inspiration, an internal state of glow, of radiance, of power, it is one of the most powerful things. It connects you to the subconscious, to the superconscious. It keeps you supercharged up to have that internal state of excellence. And it's there for everyone. It's there for everyone. And if you're young, I mean, what is young? I'd say under the age of 40 is young when it comes to energy cultivation. But really under the age of 60, you're still like, you know what I mean? Like you still got, what am I saying? You could take this up to like 70 years old. But if you're under the age of 40, then it doesn't take as long to build up that energy inside you. You become very powerful very quickly. So it's like, it's so accessible. Even if you have nothing going on in your life, you have the capacity to cultivate energy within yourself and build off of it. So why would you not? That brings me to the last idea of the video. Big arms, sunlight, lean as hell. When it comes to looking visually special, leanness is perhaps one of the most important things there is. Like low body fat, lean, just staying lean. It's a lifestyle to stay lean. It's tough. On average, I probably get 20,000 steps a day. And I lift like 4 to 5 days a week, actually. And I try to eat like single ingredient foods, 200 grams of protein, you know, a gallon of water every day. I do so much to basically keep my body fat as low as possible and my composition as good as possible. Now, I'm not perfect. My mom makes delicious Indian food and I eat it like once a month. But even then, if I know I'm gonna eat my mother's cooking, I'm gonna go to the family home and eat my mom's cooking, I know it's because I have like a long run for like marathon prep planned the following morning. So all those extra carbs, I will just use as fueling before my race. I mean, I definitely am not like a fitness influencer level physique person, but I do my utmost to make my body composition as strong as possible. And it's just like, even people who watch videos like this, people who are in the, I guess, the men's lifestyle space, it's like so many of us, you watch it, but you don't do it. That was me for many years. You know, I was out of shape for many years and I took fitness for granted in my youth, but there's just no good reason to be over like 15% body fat. Like even if you're bulking, I really think the bulk should stop at 15 to 16%. If you're over that, I have a very strong feeling about that. And, you know, I've said this in videos of yore. Maybe it sounds a little bit harsh. In my soul, I don't feel any sort of harshness for, you know, people who, I don't know, don't have great body composition. But I just know how significant it is when it comes to staying in the game of your life. Especially if you want a creative career. You know, if you want to succeed in the arts, there is no excuse for not looking your very best. There's seriously no excuse for not being sub 15% body fat. I don't care how that sounds. I don't care how that sounds, because it is the hard truth. And so the best indicator that I think to work on when it comes to like how well along you are with fitness is the number of pull-ups you can do and your timed mile. So, I mean, even now I'm nothing special. I'm at the very end of a big marathon block in which I'm trying to go sub 3 hours, 10 minutes, which is just so hard. So I've lost some muscle in the last 4 or 5 months just because I've been running extremely high volume, but I can still bang out like, I don't know, between 10 and 15 pull-ups on a good day. And I could run a mile probably like in five minutes, 34 seconds right now, maybe somewhere around that 5:30, 5:40 in a mile. I think mile time is also important because it's a good indicator of your VO2 max, which is just a measurement of how robust your heart is and how much oxygen you can circulate throughout your body. And perhaps the single best indicator for longevity. VO2 max, at least according to Peter Attia, is the best indicator for longevity. And then second to that is just muscle mass. So pull-ups and your timed mile. I think any reasonable person, your timed mile should be under 7 minutes, maybe 7 minutes, 30 seconds if you're a bigger guy, like you have more muscle mass on you. And then for pull-ups, you know, I think 10 to 15, that's like an intermediate level of strength, and it's also an indicator of leanness. I'm now working up, my goal is to get something like 20 or 25 pull-ups, you know, strict pull-ups, unbroken. I focus a lot on visuals in this video when it comes to like style, presentation, maxing out your archetype, you know, looking at presenting as well as possible, leanness, and then also energy levels, being well rested before events. Before I talk about, you know, when it comes to building an aura energetically, your energetic field, how dense your energy is, which is like almost singularly created through internal inspiration, like there's inspiration and hope in your heart, or just a lot of internal energy in your heart, and semen retention, you know, which makes your attractive energy very dense. There's just nothing as powerful as sexual energy when it comes to magnetism. But I'd spend a lot of this video talking about visuals. And that's just because visuals, like visual acuity, visual sharpness, it is just profoundly rare. You will just read different in an environment if you're well rested and you like visually present as well as possible. And then you're coming from a state of like, damn, I'm full of life. My internals are full of life. I have that hunger inside me. If you can have that vibe cultivated within you, that's so important. I realize that how important it is to the point where I'm willing to make a raw YouTube video to capture that essence, to capture that energy, as opposed to something more curated, because I realize that that is where the heart of magnetism lies. So I hope this video has been of value to you, and you should absolutely do your utmost to cultivate your aura. I think within 15 days, you can get energetically very strong. And like probably within 3 or 4 months, anyone could get like very, very reasonably high when it comes to even visual presentation. If you want to work with me more intimately and take some of these ideas even further, I would love to connect with you. There is an application in the description box for like basically an intimate setting group coaching environment with me. But with that being said, let us continue to make our energy more dense so that our presence is felt in the world and that we can go do great things. Really excited to keep making these videos. I'm working on some really exciting projects up ahead. I've resumed production on my feature film project, which I'm just so grateful for, I'm so happy about. We have a new second shooter who's joining the team. I feel really, really inspired these days. And so I hope that's coming through in this video. I hope you yourself are doing really well. And if you're not, just know that the tides will always turn to your favor if you would but just go on and keep pushing and keep making things happen. So greatness is coming, and we'll catch you in the next one.